I wonder when they're really going to figure out what we're actually doing here.
I wonder when we're going to figure out. Episode 15 of R4Cents, making light of national tragedy since 2001.
Ooh.
How are you, Mark?
I'm fantastic.
How is everybody out there? We hope you're doing good. I am Zach, Nick Cage's hair specialist ornament. And joining me...
Wait. The CG hair specialist?
Both.
Or the actual...
No, I started out as his hair wrangler.
On
Con Air.
Oh, nice.
And, I got ahead of myself, because as always, I'm joined by the ever-popular Mark Garland Green Smith.
Garland Green?
That was Steve Buscemi's character in Con Air.
Oh! Oh, I just said there's a website, and it's totally devoted to photoshopping Steve Buscemi's eyes onto hot chicks.
Oh my god.
It ruins them!
Yeah, I'm sure. Show me the website at the end of, after we finish this.
Oh, it's awful.
Because I really want to see this. How are you, Mark?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm hanging in there.
How's life treating you? Oh, yeah? Just hanging in there? You're not...
No, I am the cat proverbially dangling from the branch.
Oh, see, I am the Sherpa screaming from on top of a mountain. I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm ready to go. And I'll tell you why I'm ready to go. Because as of now, and granted by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like a Super Bowl picks and be totally null and void.
Yeah.
But as of now, we're in the middle of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
Playoffs.
And what's that?
Playoffs.
And the Celtics are doing pretty, I wouldn't say they're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But everyone right now is doing real mediocre.
I don't know about that.
I can prove this statistically. I wrote down scores. Granted, we're only two games in each, but the Boston series has been 85-87 and 93-96.
Yeah.
Okay, the Lakers series, where they're 1-1,
right,
was 109-100 and 78-87.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're talking about 1 and 2 seeds. No, Boston's a 3 seed now. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I mean, that's NBA's finally reaching that parity point that the NFL has, which is that, anybody can be good. You don't have to have 5 superstars on your team.
But
it's nice.
But the Lakers still do.
Yeah.
They still have a ridiculous team.
And the Celtics do.
Well, how are the Heat doing? Are they're in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're 2-0.
Are they?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I'm really hoping...
they annihilated whoever the... I don't even know who they're playing. Oh, it's the 76ers.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Do
you know they play at First Union Stadium? I guess that's the name of their basketball stadium.
Sure.
More affectionately known as FU Stadium.
Is that what they really call it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I guess it's for people from Philadelphia. And those people suck.
I wouldn't say... No, you can't say the people in Philadelphia suck. That's a city of brotherly love.
I don't care.
I spent a lot of time in Philly.
That's nice.
It's nice.
Every time I spend time in Philly, I enjoy the sandwiches and hate the people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every time.
Well, where do you go when you go to Philly?
Mostly I stayed when I was there, I stayed towards the UPenn campus, which is that nice swanky.
No, I know where it is. I know where it is.
And three blocks later is the horrible slums.
Yeah, no, it's...
you have to drive through to get to these good sandwiches.
My friends used to live right around there, 51st and Spruce, which is, three blocks away from UPenn.
Right.
Spent a lot of time there. You watch what you say about my second favorite city. But you hate
every sports team from that city.
Yeah, it's because I like better sports teams.
Oh,
what do they have to offer?
Wait, better sports
teams? They got the Phillies, the Eagles, and the 76ers.
The Flyers.
Suck. Yeah, suck, 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 and suck.
The Eagles don't suck.
Yeah,
they were better than the Giants.
Just statistically.
Just in every point that counts.
and we all know that statistics don't count for moot, so...
Oh, okay. Well, you just listed a bunch of statistics off for me as your validation.
That's the name of the game. But no, I really need the Celtics to make it to the conference title, because if they don't, I have to shave my playoff beard into a mustache.
Yeah.
Which is sadly
you're
a
going
bet.
Handlebars?
We're just going to
ride
see.
Your mustache with no handlebars?
We'll see. We'll see how long the mustache gets. I may. I've done that before, but
Fu Manchu.
Probably not. Mm. The last time I did one, things got out of control.
when my goatee was like really long, I just shaved like the middle part when I was trying to shave it off. Yeah,
had that look. No, you're no Paul Tatool from American Chopper.
Speaking of bets that shouldn't have been made, so I did some research into the hair problem, which I was gonna do today. There are three ways that one can go about making their hair that curly. Number one, get a perm.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that. I'm not spending $100 to be springy and curly
Because
four
you,
weeks.
The listeners, demanded it. Which I thank you.
$100. And then number two, you can, I guess you can actually go get those little tiny rollers and roll up your hair.
Which
and,
is my
like,
idea.
Spray the ever loving shit out of it.
What's the third? Motor oil?
Yeah. Everybody should put motor oil in their hair. The third way is you can buy like the curling products, but they're like heavy chemical based.
Yes.
And then, or you can go with the mousse and stuff, which is what I wound up buying. Like I bought the extra super crazy hold mousse and
you need,
see what it can do to my hair.
See, we need to do this where you have to rock it for like a full 24 hours. Like you need to go to work early.
Everybody at work was like, you better come in with it. And I was like, whatever.
I'm excited.
I have to wear a hat.
Yet again, thank you, R4Sense and the listeners for making Mark have to do this by one vote too.
One vote.
I even put up a tweet that was like, oh, there's only an hour left, and yes, we've already achieved the goal, but let's really drive the point home. And that's
that 26-3 vote home.
And then no one voted. So goal do you want to make a basketball prediction? Dare you? Dare I say
the finals?
Sure.
Sure. I should probably make it now.
Who?
Thank you, Zach. I would have to say Bulls. Bulls. The Bulls.
Yeah.
Bulls and probably Lakers.
My prediction is that for the first time ever, it'll be two people from the Eastern, and it's going to be Bulls and Celtics for the NBA Finals.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Going to allow it because they know it's just the right thing to do.
Oh, okay. Never happened.
No.
I'm telling you that Heat-Celtics thing is going to be the greatest.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that one.
It's going to be great.
I'm not excited for the Celtics to have to take their talents to South Beach.
Take my talents to South Beach. To be a terrible role model, but still, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
It feels right.
You're wrong. Just get your name on it. That's all I say.
So last week we had Tim on, and
that we did,
and you know we're not gonna apologize for anything.
No,
but that was a really long rant about
it was
wagering.
Really long. I mean, it was funny.
It was good.
It was funny.
I liked every bit.
We got some points out. We opined, if you will.
Yeah. No, I mean, we definitely gave opinions, which is you know the guise of the show.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wonder when they're really going to figure out what we're actually doing here.
I wonder when we're going to figure out. I do know that in the middle of it, I did zone out for a while, but then even said it in the middle of the episode. I was like, oh, we still talking about this shit? So I won't apologize for that. But the point I'm bringing up is that Tim, you know, obviously was on, and we had that huge discussion about The Godfather.
Yeah.
And I really expected more people to say shit to me about my particular taste in the movie. Not a lot of people did.
Well, see, you have the ability to back up your opinion.
Yeah, call me crazy.
Yeah. It's not just like, you know, saying it and then saying the second one was a piece of garbage. Like,
I've always been, you know, ever since...
Like,
even at a young
iPhone
age...
iPhone haters, you have the ability to say what your opinion is.
Yeah, I try. I mean, even at a young age, I knew that articulating my points was a good idea, so I've been practicing.
Yeah.
So John called us with errors and omissions, as he should.
Yes.
And,
what do we pay this guy for?
Exactly.
I mean...
I don't want to jump the gun here and spoil something, but I can't wait for Tim to be on the show again, and we have to get John on the horn.
Hey, everyone in our Four Cents Land. This is John with errors and omissions. I'm going to start off with an omission on my part. I did leave out the thing with Robert Redford in it.
Remember Tim called him out?
Oh, yeah.
So that was a huge omission, and I greatly apologize for that. You should also consider Robert Redford's director work, such as Ordinary People, one of the all-time best movies. And if you, I know that Zach said he likes The Last Castle, a great movie. Brian Goodman, who plays Beaupré in The Last Castle, did a movie that he wrote and directed about his life called What Doesn't Kill You. Pretty decent flick. It's actually about my hometown of South Beach, so I really enjoy it.
South Beach?
People check that out. A couple of things.
Southgate.
That dude, Steve, Frank, whatever, that third guy there. It's completely wrong. Risk is amazing. That's all I'm going to say about that. You guys had some of them right. You never order meatloaf, spaghetti, barbecue ribs, or burger on a date unless you've already boned. These are all just
you can't order, but you can order a burger on a date.
I mean, none of this is going to eat.
We don't order these. Once you've boned, all bets are off and do what you want. And lastly, I know Zach is expecting me to give him some shit for The Godfather, but I'm honestly not going to. I think that when you consider a trilogy, you've got your structure. The first one, though, is the pre-story. The last one wraps everything up in a bow. And the middle one is always the darkest. It's the one that takes you from conflict into deeper conflict before you can start the resolution. And people fall into different camps. Some people really like the setup. Some people really like the nice, neat, you know, tied in the bow crap. And some people really like the middle one. You know I personally am a big fan of Empire, but I can understand why somebody would be much more of a fan of A New Hope. I don't think it is as bad as people seem to think it is in their minds for some reason. It's definitely way better than fucking Jedi, let's be honest. And so, I get it, The Godfather, I know a lot of people have some problems with the third one, but if you take it as a whole, that's really the way to think about it, is to look at the entire thing and to really pull out what the whole series is about, which is about the ultimate corruption of any power system, regardless of if it's a family like that, government, whatever. We're living in it. Our government is shit. Let's be honest about it. So, that's what I got for you this week. Take it easy.
Thank you, John.
A lot needs to be commented on.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
I want to start by saying that Tim called John out last week.
His name is Tim.
Tim. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Tim called John out last week for failing to mention one piece of crap Robert Redford movie in a list of piece of crap Robert Redford movies.
Wow, The Sting is a great movie.
I'll see it when I see it. Maybe you should make me watch a movie like that instead of Jason Takes Manhattan.
Not a chance.
So Tim called him out for that, and it sounds that John is calling out Tim. And Tim said to me when I played him this voicemail last night, Tim was like, "That guy can remember a list of all the Robert Redford movies, but he can't remember my name. Bullshit." Which now, if John himself is keeping track, he is now nemesis with Bob, a nemesis with me, and now a nemesis with Tim, which means I think I need to make Tim a Twitter account so they can
just so you can nemesis.
So they can everyone can nemesis against each other.
You know what I enjoy being? Belgium.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a big fan.
Well, when you're a 9'3", 500-pound ginger man, nobody really wants to tussle with you.
Wow. Way to describe me.
Even Paul Bunyan's like, nah.
Nah, the ox goes and runs and hides.
I'm glad he chimed in with that.
I still think you can order a hamburger.
If you fucked her already, yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, why can't you order a burger?
Because, well, I don't think it's that you shouldn't order a burger. When you go get, a burger at a real food place, right, than not a fast food place, that thing's usually, oversized and overloaded and messy.
All right, fine. Yeah, you're right.
If you're getting a junior bacon cheeseburger, man, I can eat one of
on
those.
On your drive-through Wendy's date.
Hey, man, it wouldn't be the first time. Baby, we got other places to go. We got to hurry up. Dinner can't be the most important fucking part.
Dinner and talking. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You think I want to get to know you? Jeez.
And there's that whole boning, and then boning comes up again.
It's horrible.
I also got to say thank you for not giving me sass, John, about The Godfather. I was expecting the most sass to come from you. But it really does boil down to that. Like, as a human, I hate conflict. So maybe that's why I didn't like the second one, because shit got deeper.
Which is weird because you love his own brother. I mean, you love Empire.
I do. That's because the lightsaber battle in that is incredible, and you get to meet Lando Calrissian for the first time.
True.
Don't be confused that he's not a system. He's a man.
That's fine. Nice. No, you think that makes us darker individuals because we like the middle?
No, I don't think it makes
better,
us darker.
But I see, like, but I'm totally different on the Lord of the Rings. I don't know. I don't remember if we've ever brought this up, but, like, I think the first movie's far better than the...
Saying
the
third?
Two towers.
Well, I mean, like, I'll give you that.
The first movie is much more character driven. I think that's why
after watching all three of them, the first one's just boring because to me it's boring.
Really love the Fellowship. That's like I love that.
I understand, but I want to see some slaying. I want to see some action.
Okay.
So after watching all three, and then the second one kind of starts off slowish, but it's got the Riders of Rohan killing things right in the beginning,
right?
And and which leads up to Helm's Deep at the end, which is
huge. Because like it starts off with a bang and then just
teeters,
tanks into it
and then rockets back up for the end. And then the third one, let we not talk about the last fucking like 15 endings worth of Return of the King.
Oh, God.
But like that's the action in that's also incredible. Right. Then you go back to the first one and you have to watch a 3-hour movie that's pretty much only got
about walking.
The ending scene when they're in the woods and Moria.
Yeah.
And all right, here's one more point that I'm done. I've made all my contentions.
In terms of action, at least. Yeah.
I can't watch Fellowship anymore because every time Gandalf gets taken down by the Balrog. Mm-hmm. I get pissed that the camera goes to Frodo instead of, like, in the beginning of Two Towers when it goes down and follows Gandalf and the Balrog. It kills me. Like, I just want the camera to dive down. The music swells up and they're like, oh, and everyone's crying and shit. Like, after seeing all three movies, I don't like watching Fellowship.
So, obviously, I mean, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe the I'm gonna delve into some Lord of the Rings here. I don't know, maybe the presence of Sauron kept people, like, out of the skies.
What do you mean,
out of the skies of Mordor? Because, for God's sakes, they ride the eagles how many times? Why didn't they just ride the goddamn eagles into Moria and drop the thing right down?
Well, first off, they couldn't do it in Moria.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Mordor.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, they couldn't. You answered your own question. Like, Sauron. Because if you remember the first movie, The Eye?
Yeah.
It's not like the second and third one where it's a fucking spotlight on top of a giant lighthouse.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can go behind it and he can't see you. It was more of like a...
his contact lens.
Exactly. Like, it was more of a... is the word I'm looking for omnipotent? Omniscient?
Omniscient.
Yes, thank you. Like, it was more like, more like that. Like, if it didn't physically exist, but it was there.
Okay.
So it could, like, it was scanning. It was like radar. I've made my point on that, too. I'll sit here and just keep making up metaphors and similes and shit. They couldn't fly the eagles in there because it would just have been way too obvious. That was the whole point.
Yeah,
that was the whole point of walking it in.
And then they would have had to, like, deal with the Nazgul and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole point was to just walk it in.
Right.
Very slowly. Very slowly.
Very slowly.
What were we talking about?
What, before we delved into...
Lord of the Rings?
Middle
Chapter. No, I don't think we're dark people because we like middle chapters. Especially since most,
Don't think of it. I don't really know a whole lot of trilogies, to be honest.
Back to the Future. I like the second
one.
I like the second one the best.
Yeah.
New Star Wars trilogy.
I like the first one.
I like the third one the best. Yeah. This is the most action.
I like the first one.
I can't get behind it anymore.
I hate the kid Anakin.
Yeah.
Much less.
Sandstorms are very dangerous. Yeah, that kid sucks. The only thing that kid was good in, kinda, was Jingle All the Way, and even in there, he still sucked. He was a little kid.
No, I tend to avoid the Christmas holiday films.
No, those are good. You're missing out. New Star Wars trilogy, like Empire.
Wait, what?
New Star Wars or old Star Wars trilogy?
Empire.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Because I really like the second one until they go to San Diego.
I hate the second one.
The second one is like such a cool movie until they go to San Diego.
I don't like Jeff Goldblum, and I don't they turned the Tyrannosaurus into Godzilla.
I hated that, but I do love me some Jeff Goldblum.
Oh my god.
If I could do a good Goldblum impression, I would Goldblum all over the place.
That sounds dirty.
What else? Soon, Bill and Ted will be part of this question. Trilogies.
Can we count
Spider-Man
movies that are 1 through 3 that also happen to have like 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8?
Star Trek?
You could say the first three movies were part of the trilogy, but people say that 2, 3, and 4 were the best parts of those.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, not Star Trek. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just having like Rocky movies.
Well, yeah,
the Rocky movies. 1, 2, 3.
I hate all of them.
You don't like the Rocky movies?
I
like the Rocky
movies. Not really.
Yeah.
If I had to pick which one I like the most, it would be 4.
Oh, versus the Russians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
you just
speaking,
have a hard on for Dolph Lundgren.
I was going to say a soft spot, but yeah, same difference. So it's decided that we like middle movies the best. Spider-Man trilogy.
The middle
Spider-Man
movie.
2.
Yeah.
X-Men trilogy.
That's a rough one.
Middle movie. Third one, Rush Hour trilogy.
I think I've seen Rush Hour 1. I've never seen the other.
It's the only one you need.
Yeah. God. I know there's got to be a bunch of trilogies.
The Substitute.
I don't think I've seen any of them. Oh, what's the Poison Ivy trilogy?
Oh, dude, the third one. The third one's the best.
Oh,
the first one's the worst.
Did Problem Child make it to 3 movies?
I think it might have. I feel like the first two were real, and then
it had
a bunch of USA, like USA Network original movie style.
I think Bob and Dan brought up Problem Child this week on Twitter. Talk about how great a dad John Ritter was.
Ah, John Ritter, we miss you. Your son sucks in the event.
Yes, he does. His son sucks in pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Well, who was the chick that was in 8 Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter?
I don't know. I don't know.
Has she done anything?
I don't know. Hold on.
Because it's not Kaylee Cuoco, is it? That wasn't her.
Yeah, it was.
It was?
It was. Nice, Mark.
Wow.
Way to beat me at my own game.
Yes.
Way to beat me at my own game. Bridget is the beautiful, dim-witted, oldest child of Kate and Paul's 3. Bridget Hennessy.
Yeah. If you had to have alcohol as a last name, what would you pick?
Miller High Life.
Parentheses. Champagne and beers.
Yeah. No, it would probably be Walker.
Really?
Johnny Walker. Can I tell you a true story? Where are you pawned
to go
yours?
With Bailey's.
Bailey's?
Yeah.
Tell you a true story? I grew up with a girl. I went to high school with her.
Mm-hmm.
Her full name was Kega Cole Schaefer.
Kega Cole Schaefer?
Keg of Cold Schaefer. Yeah. Kega. Kega
Cole. Wow.
Yep. Her sister's name was Emma, but it was spelled M-A with the accent over the, I think, M.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, pronounce this M?
Yeah. Like, Emma.
Ah.
Which is weird because I used to just call her Ma. I was like, man, your family's weird. It was like, you named your sister after beer and you, Ma Schaefer. She's like, it's Emma. There was no first date.
There's always you know, some urban legend about, like, twins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, really fat twins. Their last names are Pig, and their first names were Ima and Yora.
We don't like fat people around these parts.
No fat chicks.
Yeah. Well, that's not a personal choice. That's just a physics thing. I got weak bones.
Are we really going to...
I got little bones.
Friday the 13th. 8. Jason Takes Manhattan.
I really hope that this, at least for a while, is the worst movie you'll make me watch for a bit.
What was that other bad movie that I made you watch? Oh, yeah, Dungeon Siege.
Dude, Dungeon Siege was fucking awesome compared to this. I actually, like, paid attention to Dungeon Siege. This one, after the first hour, and they were still on the boat, and they hadn't gotten to Manhattan yet,
yeah.
I was starting to lose interest. But I do want to say that I can't say that I've watched a lot of these movies. I've seen, like, the first original three,
mm-hmm.
and then Jason X.
Right.
And then Freddy vs. Jason, which I love.
Did you say you saw Jason Goes to Hell, too?
No.
Or you just saw the ending?
I've seen bits and pieces throughout, like, childhood. See, these movies legitimately used to scare me when I was a kid. Not this one, but, like, the idea. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch these things.
Oh, yeah, Friday the 13th was, like, the movies that legitimately scared me. All the other ones I could care less
about.
We're
a bunch of pussies, because this was the most ridiculous thing I've ever watched. But I just don't know if any of the other Friday the 13th movies did this, but, like, I know the classic, like, but I
still freaks me out. This one, the Halloween theme.
This one in the beginning, when the credits, the opening, like, New Line Cinema, it's like, J, son, kill. And they were doing that throughout the whole movie.
Throughout the whole movie?
That was killing me.
I
do
not remember that at
all.
That
was killing me.
That's
awful. Okay, the old man who was, like, her uncle / guardian.
Giant pain in the ass throughout the entire movie.
That guy needs to win the award for, like, the douchiest family member of eternity. like right out of the gate, she gets dropped off by, like, who I thought was her mother due to the affection and likeness.
Right.
Turns out to just be a teacher. And that the other guy, who's her uncle, is also a teacher. He's, like, super livid with her for going on this boat cruise. But they don't tell you that it's just because you can't swim. It's a huge-ass boat. It's like being on the Titanic and being like, are you out of your mind? Not literally the Titanic. That's a bad reference. But a big boat, nonetheless.
A large cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Caribbean?
Yeah. You know, okay. You're not going swimming anytime soon, hopefully. And, he grills it right from the beginning of the movie. He's like, oh, do you have any idea what you're doing? And I thought that she was the chick from Friday the 13th Part 7.
Yeah, that's what I thought when
the
I first
telekinetic
that
one.
Movie, yeah.
I totally think so. I'm looking that up. It's not, like, he just grills her for the first half hour of the movie for being, like, he's, like, you know, pretty much without saying it, like, the dumbest bitch on the planet. And it's just because you can't swim. And then, God, the drug usage. When that guy catches the smart, stereotypical Asian student and, like, the slutty blonde doing blow.
Right.
And then he's like, I better get your biology report before we go on this cruise, even though we've already left dock. And then she tries to seduce him by, like, she draws, like, a heart and, like, ribs. And she's like, I hope I have all my organs in place. And the whole time she's like, push him onto the bed, and I may have to put the audio in for this one because I'm not doing it justice, but he's just like, what are you doing? Stop it. And then she kisses him, and then he gets stern. He's like, you have no idea what you're doing. What a shitty movie.
And then
the drug use and the rape scene, like, the one chick almost gets kidnapped. Well, she does get kidnapped.
Yeah.
They inject her with the heroin. And just before they rape her, luckily, Jason comes and saves her.
I know, you get to root for Jason. It's so great.
but the one thing that really I didn't get was the end. When they're in the sewers, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're in the sewers and they're running away from Jason. They bump into the kindly old janitor of the sewers or whatever he was doing. And he's like, what are you kids doing in here? You gotta get out of here. In 10 minutes at midnight every night, we flood the sewers with toxic waste. Like, this is under New York City.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but when that happens, and Jason's like, you know, he's melting like Wicked Witch of the West style. He, like, somehow reverts to not his ugly, gangly kid form, but he somehow magically reverts to, like, a normal-looking child. And then the movie ends.
Yep.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that about? Movie How does he come back? How does he come back in the next one if
the
he was a little kid?
No sense. The movie makes no sense.
Don't ever make me watch anything like that ever again.
It's the 8th film in a series. You would have rather had me make you watch Jason X.
I really like Jason X. That movie's hilarious.
Movie.
That movie's hilarious.
You know what the worst part about Jason X for me? And it's I enjoy the movie.
Not
besides
the
fact it's
not
ridiculous.
The beating of the sleeping bags.
No, no, no.
That's the best part of the movie.
The part that drives me the most nuts is all the one-liners that are so incredibly, like, they set them up for like 10 minutes just for the one line.
Uh-huh.
Like when Jason pushes the guy down on the giant, like, spiraled spiky thing. No, the guy's like, "What happened to John?" They're like, "Oh, he's screwed."
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It's painful.
I like the other one where he's got the knife through him. And it's, you know, he's like, "It's going to take more than one to kill me." And then the other one goes through. He's like, "That'll do it." But then that guy ends up surviving anyway. And he's the guy who saves the day at the end. Jason X is awesome. Freddy vs. Jason is like one of my favorite movies
ever.
I
love Freddy vs. Jason.
What a solid movie.
Need to make a second one.
Yeah, Freddy vs. Jason vs. Michael vs. Ash.
I don't know who would win.
Ash.
Why? Because he got a shotgun?
No, but he wouldn't win in the traditional sense.
No, he'd just lock himself in a cabin and scream. Play with his dead girlfriend.
I'm not going to give away the ending to this unwritten movie on the show.
Oh, okay.
We'll work on it, though.
Mm. We're going to work on it?
Sure. What do you think about Jason Takes Manhattan? Why did you choose that one out of all 10 of them?
Because, number one, it's considered, like, funny.
Yeah.
By people who like Friday the
13th
movies. Yeah,
it was
the funniest one.
Oh, I forgot that when, you know, she's tripping out on heroin and they steal the cop car and they're driving away.
Yeah.
And then she just rams it into a wall and kills the teacher who dropped her off in the beginning, who was like her only fucking friend.
Yep. It's a reversal of traditional Friday the 13th movies. Whereas, like, it kind of harkens back to, like, the first one. Where, I know, like, the first one's actually good, but like, it kind of harkens back to the first one, where you're like, it sucks that these people are dying, but they suck.
Yeah.
So it's okay that they're dying. Like, that's what I love about this particular movie.
Yeah, everyone
that
died
totally
deserved
okay
it.
It's okay for everyone to die that is killed by Jason.
Yeah. Do you want your movie now or later?
Oh, I had a really good point to make before.
Well, make the point first.
Oh, before you give me my movie.
All right.
Because I just need to continue on the horrible movies that we just watched. What did you think about Piranha?
Oh, my God. I totally forgot to mention that. We watched that.
Yeah.
We watched Piranha the other day. I will.
I think it would have been cool to watch in 3D.
Well, it was clearly designed for 3D.
Yes.
This is all I'll say on the movie. Jerry O'Connell's CG penis.
Twice.
The guy from Sliders.
The guy from Stand By Me.
I've never seen Stand By Me.
You've never seen Stand By Me?
And we've been through this.
Oh,
I know what it's about.
The fat kid from Stand By Me.
He was a fat kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I only really remember him from Sliders and Scream 2.
I remember him from Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah, his Oscar-winning performance. You know, Kangaroo Jack is the movie based on Tim's life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, who's...
Tim's Anthony, played by Anthony Anderson. No, Piranha was fucking incredible. I mean,
I feel like I was exhausted and tired, and I stayed awake for the entire movie because I didn't want to go.
I was sold within the first 5 minutes when they have Richard Dreyfuss sitting in the boat singing that fucking song.
That's so great. I was like, holy shit, Richard Dreyfuss in this movie.
Holy shit. But that's not, like, you know, his name was Matt Hooper in Jaws, but it's Matt Boyd in Piranha. Like, why couldn't they just call him Matty H?
That'd have been a little bit too close.
And Christopher Lloyd was in there. I mean, like, but Elizabeth Shue is no Bridget Fonda. And that's all I'm going to say.
I'm not really sure what... Explain this to me. Explain.
You know who Bridget Fonda is, right?
Yes.
Bridget Fonda is, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 years...
Peter Fonda's daughter?
Yeah. She's got to be, like, 5 to 10 years older than Elizabeth Shue.
Okay.
And Bridget Fonda.
Give me some movies. Give me the Bridget Fonda movies.
Lake Placid.
I haven't seen Lake Placid forever.
She's the blonde. She's in the original La Femme Nikita movie. She was in that Nicolas Cage one with the lottery ticket and the waitress.
Waitress?
Yeah. But that's like in 1990.
No. Okay.
But she looks exactly the same. Same.
Think Elizabeth Shue has aged reasonably well.
We'll go look at Bridget Fonda and then tell me how you feel about this. Or Kelly Preston. Listen, I know Kelly Preston is married to John Travolta, but I'd still bang the shit out of Kelly Preston.
It's hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she is. It's the only reason I like that movie, Sky High. And because...
Kurt Russell.
No, I was going to say Mary Elizabeth Winstead, but...
She's in that movie?
She's the antagonist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the girl from...
Die Hard 4. Scott Pilgrim.
It's Scott Pilgrim. That's what I was going for. It's not the chick from... God, I suck at this right now. It is not the chick from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
The daughter? No, what the fuck is her name?
The girl that did...
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Yeah. Cat Williams.
Yeah.
No, wait. Cat Williams is the stand-up. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think
Pimpin'. Shit, what's her name? Hold on. Hold.
Hold, please.
Kat Dennings,
okay.
I was close. Kat Williams.
She hasn't done anything recently. At least I don't think.
I think she might have been in Sucker Punch, but I could be wrong because I didn't see it. Listen,
About a movie that got horrible reviews. Everyone who talked to me about it was like, it was the biggest piece of shit ever.
I bet you...
Visually stunning. But that is all.
I'll bet you I'll enjoy it at 3 o'clock in the morning when the rest of the roommates are asleep.
With the sound off?
I'll have the sound on so you can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
The movie will be blasting on my surround sound for no reason.
Oh, my God.
So do you want...
Is that why I hear the charm theme so loud every morning?
I am human and I will be alone.
And then I hear, shit, Rose McGowan's not in this episode.
Ah, shit, Shannon Doherty.
Oh, God. Cross-eyed.
What's worse? Jerking it to a porn and then you, finishing right when the camera goes to the guy's face going like, ah! Or jerking off to a Charmed episode and then realizing that it's Shannon Doherty instead of Rose McGowan. Which one bothers you more?
I would say the first one bothers me more. Shannon Doherty was reasonably attractive in Mallrats.
Ah!
In Mallrats?
Never. Never.
Never?
I have never found Shannon Doherty attractive.
What about anyone from the 90210 cast? Do you find any of them attractive?
Jenny Garth, maybe. Maybe. I think the other charmed sister, whatever the fuck her name is.
Penny?
Yeah, Piper.
Piper?
Yeah, I think she's hotter than Shannon Doherty.
Ooh.
And she is one plain Jane.
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
She's not unattractive.
No.
She's just not attractive.
I'd say she's a Zach Arneman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll give her that.
If you had to rank yourself a number, what would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And we're talking about real life dudes, not celebrities.
No, I am. Yeah, 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, modest. You're modest.
Just based on physical appearance. Mm. Personality wise, like a fucking 20 out of 10. I am the shit.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
That's true. I don't want to do a lot of talking, though. I get my talking out here.
You know, we were talking about this at work couple days ago, where it was like, how come guys are so shallow? I was like, we're just kind of bred that way. It was like, girls have to, you know, spend all this time making themselves look good. Guys just have to be smart and funny.
Or look good.
I mean, they can look good, but if you don't look good, you can totally make up with it by being real funny and having a nice person, having a great personality.
I think you should redo that sentence to, you can try to be funny and smart if you don't look good. Because
if you don't look good, I mean, you can try to be funny and smart.
Thank you.
Do
you want your movie?
Oh, we're still in the
I never gave you a movie
chess game?
Yeah, do you want it?
Are you going to move your rook?
Yeah, I'm going to go checkmate on you because I'm not watching it with you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're going to watch Gummo.
You bastard.
You're going to walk away from this. You're going to be like, that was one of the best movies I've ever seen. But not only do I want to just, like, burn something you know, I want to like.
I don't even know what this movie is.
You're gonna come out of it and you're gonna be like, I need to do laundry and then I need to burn those clothes. I need to go buy new clothes and then burn those.
I do
those.
Need to buy new clothes.
That's. I don't care. We don't need to talk about.
I'm
that
just
right
saying.
Now. No, Gummo. It's. I know it's by the guy who wrote Kids, and I want to say that it's also directed by like the guy who wrote Kids wrote and directed this one. But I don't even know. Yeah, did you see Kids?
Not really.
Then I don't really know how to explain this movie. It's like just like a window into like a culture of middle America that will, you know, it's
why
gonna,
do I think it's a serial killer movie?
It's not. It's really not. It's the premise of the movie on the back of the box is that like some sort of like hurricane or some suchery like this destroys like an entire area, and it's, you know, it's like post that, so like all like the redneck kids, like the 11-year-olds are doing, what the 15 16-year-olds are doing. But it's very gritty, it's very real. And like Kids, like I like the movie Kids, but I'll never watch that again ever.
All right.
Like I'd rather insert something terrible to my own human body, do that, then watch Kids again. I'd watch Gummo again. I'm just not going to watch it with you to teach you a lesson.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever give me shitty movies like that ever again. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke.
Nerd out now. Let's do it.
Portal. I just beat
Portal fucking 2.
I just beat Portal 1 today for the first time.
Oh my god.
And then play.
Thank you, Zach, late to the party, Arneman.
That was going to be my nickname this week. I am late to the party most often. I mean, I didn't hit puberty until 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why your voice has been cracking so much lately?
Yeah, tell me about it. And I just grew my second beard.
On top of the first one?
No, the one that's down there.
Oh.
Portal 2.
Like,
what do you got to say about it? I mean, you've been playing it for a couple days.
I have been.
I just beat the first one, so I can't really say anything about the second one because I'm still just like, I feel like Chris Hardwick just making weird noises.
Okay. But, I mean, you got to the light bridges already.
Yeah, what a motherfucker.
Light bridges are great. Like, talk about breaking your brain at first.
No, the first one didn't break my brain. The second one did with all the sentries. You had to use that as a shield.
Oh, you had to use it as a shield? Yeah.
Like, and that didn't break my brain. I was just like, ugh.
No, like, when I used the word break my brain, like, totally made me rethink about how I was playing the game of Portal.
Yeah.
Like, with those bridges. I don't know if you've gotten to the one where you have to, like, shoot it, and you have to keep falling on the different bridges to go all the way around.
Maybe.
Like, talk about portals like I never would have thought about them. Like, we think portal, like, I walk through this and I come out over there. I barely grasp, like, I throw shit through there and it comes out the
other
side.
You said it when you were watching me, like, I have a problem with, like,
it's so great.
I will only enter through blue portals and exit through red or orange.
And it gets
all
in a huff. You get all in a huff when you have to go back through an orange portal.
Do I? Yes. Do I, like, physically?
Like, there's like a nose snort.
I don't mean to.
Standing, you would stomp your foot.
I fucking hate it, dude. I do not go in the orange portals ever.
If I could possibly avoid it. And right at the beginning of Portal 2, you don't have a choice.
No.
you don't have
Did
the
I hesitate?
Orange portal. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's not like when you're fighting the end boss in Portal 1, like, you had the opportunity to, like, you already had the blue portal set up, like, really far away.
Yeah.
And you were standing right next to it. You shot an orange one over there right next to it so you could shoot a blue one right next to you. I went, did he just do that? He doesn't know he's timed, right?
Yeah, that sounds, you know. Call it what you will. I don't go through orange portals first. I have something called class and dignity.
Oh, okay. But because I run around so much and because I've been trying so many of these, like, much harder levels, like, it is easier for me to left-click. So I find myself going through orange portals all the time just because when I'm in the middle of falling, I don't want to think about hitting the right mouse button. I just want to, like, react.
Those are the worst when I'm like, okay, remember to shoot a blue one. Remember to shoot a blue one. I shoot an orange one when I'm falling. Ah, shit.
Yes. The video game is fantastic. I mean, the writing's just as good as the first one. This is sarcasm.
I still want to bang Gladys.
I don't know why. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like, when I first started playing it, which was like 1:30 in the morning when it came out, I was dying laughing out of everything Gladys says, because she is just so pissed at you for killing her and keeping her dead for like thousands of
spoilers.
Years.
See, I have to say something. As I was playing through Portal 1 today, Mark and Tim were in the room, and Mark's like, oh, Gladys is so funny, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's talking about how great Gladys is writing, and this is at the end of the game, and I missed literally 90% of what the fuck Gladys was saying.
Oh,
when you
yeah.
get to, like, I don't know. I have
the You're going to have to go back.
The whole that. Fucking time I was playing that, all you were doing was talking right into my ear about how funny she is.
Yep.
And then when you're like, oh, I'll stop talking, she was like,
oh, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, like, oh, now continue playing the game. So I don't know what everyone, you know, I don't know what the fuss is about, but the song was incredible.
The song is incredible.
Late to the party, Arneman.
Yeah. I was too. Like, it took me forever to get through Portal. I played through majority of Portal on a mutual friend of Lindsay and ours' computer when we were dog-sitting for them.
Oh, fun. Fun.
On a 56-inch TV.
Yes. That actually sounds like fun.
That was crazy.
I've been playing World of Goo like a motherfucker.
I don't know how you play World of Goo on your phone.
Well, it's been smooth sailing until I got to this one particular level.
I don't know
I'm
about
on.
That. I have seen far too many like, fuck, storm out.
That was all on that level.
No,
the whole night when
was
I was
that
in here?
All
one level? I'm still on that level.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I skipped it and then did every other level in the world.
Right.
But it won't let me complete the world until I do that fucking level.
Yep.
But my goo tower is huge.
It's huge, man.
I hit like 14 or 15 meters the other day, and then it fell because I accidentally grabbed... I had one or two goos moving around, and I was like, oh, I want that one, and I took
That's
one...
That's why I don't, like, you can't zoom in.
Yes, you can. Well, I can.
Oh, you can zoom in? Okay, good.
I just went for it. No, I just grabbed one in the middle of it, and the whole fucking tower fell down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to make, like, the exoskeleton... tower,
just the one that's at that World of Goo Corporation, like the little mini game.
Yeah,
because I've got like 100.
No, you're trying to make like a tower that's minimalistic. It's...
Yeah, because I mean, like, there's no point to it except to just get it as high as possible.
Well,
and there's like localized leaderboards.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to beat the shit out of you know, people I know, like Huffman.
People that have got like 800 meters into the air.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, Huffman, for the video, for the game. It was awesome. Dungeon Raid is also awesome. But World of Goo is the fucking shit.
Yeah, whoa, I've been playing a free game called Archmage lately, which
is
the
stupidest. Is that the one with the three people?
Most boring game. No, that's Trine. Trine's amazing. And, like, if people haven't done this, and Huffman tweeted about this, like, Frozen Byte is the name of the package, and it's five games. You can pay whatever you want for them. It's cross-platform. Like, thank you. These games are all awesome, and I gotta find people to play with because these games are so amazing.
Do they have multiplayer?
Yeah.
If I had didn't have a piece of shit computer, I'd play with you.
Oh my god! Like, they don't they don't require any graphics.
That's gonna
You've
be my excuse
them.
When I have kids and they wanted me to play catch with them. I'd be like, if I didn't have a piece of shit computer, I'd go play with you. If you don't get it, Daddy. Go to your room.
Being grounded is the
well,
best.
Well, since we're on the topic of thanking Huffman and Bob, should we just go right into the zombie question?
Sure.
So on Film Jitsu's episode from last Friday, their Roadhouse episode, they were presented a question
Roadhouse.
By some of their listeners, not about Roadhouse, who they felt that they were not fit to answer it and forwarded the question to Bob and Dan, at the Bob and Dan cast, who... jokingly said we should answer it too. They answered it pretty well, but I'm just going to take them as very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we are
really serious.
110%, and we are going to tackle the question now.
Good.
The question being, that whoever wrote in this email said they were walking by a cemetery on a walk with their husband, and they...
On a walk with their husband?
Yeah, that's why I took. That's why I started stalling through the words, because I just was thinking about all of the...
Why would you just kind of chill out in a cemetery?
Yeah, I don't know. But we're just going to move on.
Okay.
And they inquired about zombie babies and what would happen to them and what's the deal. And
what would happen to them after they've become zombies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
So we say that, like, babies could become zombies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course they can.
We're going to establish that baseline.
Oh, I mean, why wouldn't a baby be able to become a zombie? Yeah, they're
like
a human.
A regular human can. A dog can. You would think a baby can.
Yeah. Well, the dogs really only do it in...
Resident Evil,
and that's a different... That's a different animal.
Really zombies.
That's a different ball
that's
game.
That's the T-virus.
But this question really hit home to me because I recall this one time I had a very vivid dream where I was you know, in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, and there was like a 6 month to a year old infant coming at me, and I grabbed it by
like
its
Chucky
feet.
Chucky style coming at you?
Yeah.
Or like 6 month older infant coming at you?
Well, that's why I said 6 month old. Or infant.
Okay.
So, yeah, that answers the question right there.
Okay, all
right. And it just crawling at me but I don't want to say it was crawling at me with superhuman speed, but it was like, you know, because I feel like in my particular dream, the whole issue of if the baby didn't learn to crawl or walk before becoming a zombie, like, it's not that they could crawl or walk faster or better because they were a zombie, but, like, there wasn't that human... drive of fear, I guess, like, for, you know, because I don't, obviously, I don't remember what my brain went through when I was trying to learn how to crawl.
Hopefully not.
But if you take away the whole, like, fear of failure or any of that, because all you're doing is trying to eat, like, I feel like, in my dream, the baby could crawl really fast.
Yeah.
But essentially, to defeat it, I had picked it up by its little baby feet, and I spun around like I was tossing some sort of discus.
Oh.
And I've made around, like, 5 revolutions, and then as soon as I let my hands open up to throw the baby, I woke up.
Wait, were you in an enclosed room by chance?
There was a big window there,
okay.
So it was definitely going out the window.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, like, that's how I would take care of it, because, you know, granted, the teeth issue, they don't have any teeth.
Like, one tooth.
One or no teeth, if, you know... Even if if their saliva gets into one of your cuts, you're gonna be a zombie,
right?
So you can't, even if they don't have teeth, you really can't play by anybody else's rules but your own. But I
was there an actual zombie baby in Redneck Zombies? Or was this just a zombie?
No, it was
fetus.
The zombie fetus.
Yeah,
it was the green glowing fetus.
Yes,
still in utero.
Ugh,
God, what a shitty movie. There was a baby zombie in the new Dawn of the Dead, but they just shot it. The problem with that dream is that to this day I still don't know what it feels like to throw a baby as hard as you can, and not that I want to know, but like I could have obtained that, because I woke up and like that was one of the, you know, when you have really vivid dreams, you either wake up and you're like, oh, that was a dream, or you wake up and you're like, oh shit, that was a dream, and it was definitely the latter. Like, I definitely woke up and was like, oh ho ho ho, I just threw a baby. How about you? What do you think? What do you think about zombie babies? Would you step on one's head?
I don't know if I could step on one's head.
Would you pull a Jim from 28 Days Later? Granted, that was like a 5-year-old kid, but when he just beats it with a bat.
Oh, yeah.
They don't show it, but...
Well, no, because, I mean... See, your morality changes a little bit in the zombie apocalypse.
Not as drastically as you would hope.
Your morality shifts to something... Everything becomes a little bit more tolerable. And, maybe all of a sudden the prospect of, like, beating a baby head in with a baseball bat becomes okay, because it's really an unfeeling, unthinking monster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a baby's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. I could put it in a box. You know, like a cardboard one.
Yeah.
And it'd never have to deal with a thing ever again.
Yeah.
Unless eventually it's going to die.
Okay, well, here's something that we'll never know.
Eventually,
that,
the thing will be so emaciated that it cannot move anymore.
Okay, wrong. Maybe wrong, because we do know that Romero-style zombies live on a lot longer than 28 Day Later victims.
Right.
Okay, we still don't know, because if you think in the terms of 28 Days Later with real zombies, okay, and that they can at least die somehow.
Did they ever explain, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but did they ever explain, like, why zombies just want human flesh instead of just, like, turkey?
No, no.
They never explained that?
No.
Okay.
Why would you?
I don't know. It's just
take
wondering.
Away the magic of everything.
I know. It's just. I was
well,
just
I mean,
wondering.
I can say that, and I do know in some different, not Romero style, because you know when you think zombies, most people don't know that they're thinking Romero zombies, but that's what it's called, and that's what they're thinking about.
Yeah, the slow lumbering. Yeah. Like, brains.
Yeah. Zombies. Well, actually, see, there's the thing. Brains zombies aren't Romero zombies. Those are Return of the Living Dead, which I forget the name of the guy that wrote those.
Oh, okay.
But Romero zombies don't speak, nor do they actually want brains. They want flesh.
Yeah.
The other zombies are the ones that are like burns.
Mm.
And that's why there is a moment in Return of the Living Dead where the zombie gets on the microphone and like the kid's in, on the other end of it, and he picks it up and he's like, "Oh, come to the basement and help us." And he's like, "Who? I don't know your." He's like, "Come on, trust me." And he's like, "Who's the president?" And he's like, "Hey, Abraham Lincoln." I had a point going.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Land. All right. So anyway, going back to the point of okay, in Land of the Dead, all the zombies go underwater to cross the river.
Right.
Okay, so if a zombie could quote-unquote die,
right.
And by death meaning that like your body functions cease,
mm-hmm.
Well, certainly walking underneath a giant river for more than 4 or 5 minutes should quote-unquote kill somebody.
I'm assuming they don't need to breathe or anything. They're being like...
But your brain needs... But see, but I'm saying... that's what I'm saying. Like, so if this is how they're keeping alive, then zombies themselves don't die. That's my point.
Oh, okay.
So
we need to stop thinking about
this
them
is,
as, like,
but
human
this is,
beings.
But
bodies.
This is my other point. This is going way back. Like, you know, I tangented myself. I got interrupted. Okay, if a baby becomes a zombie, who's to say that it doesn't still grow? None of us know
none of
this.
It. You can't say that. Because like we've all been taught by like the whole like vampire mythos that like undead things don't grow.
Yeah,
they don't age.
But we did. But a vampire can still die if you cut its head off.
Well, yeah.
Okay. A zombie. We've seen
zombies
most,
die if you cut their head off.
We've seen a lot of zombies get their heads cut off and still bite.
Well, yeah, but that's that whole guillotine thing. That's that like.
I'm just saying. A vampire can die. A vampire is more on the living spectrum of the undead.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just saying, we don't know if there's anything special about... Because, not to call it Resident Evil, but look at how some zombies can evolve.
Right, but if something's that's a little different.
A little different. Even in Land of the Dead, they evolve.
Do they?
Yeah.
No,
I hate
I've
to keep calling
it.
Up Land
I've
of
never
the Dead,
it,
but...
So.
Well, I mean, like, they grunt at each other and learn how to use tools.
Oh, okay. Have I brought up The Cell ever?
The one with Jennifer Lopez?
No. The book by Stephen King.
Yes. Yeah, we went on a huge tirade about that. I don't know if it was on the
Did
show.
Did we do
or
it
not.
On the show?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, it blanks all their minds out.
Yes.
And then they become, like, hive-minded.
Yeah, we did go nuts on this one.
And, yeah.
We did go nuts. So, zombie babies.
Zombie babies.
Form or against them?
Against.
Okay.
But I don't think I could, like, wail away on one.
I could.
I don't think I could. Like, that would be crossing a few too many bounds. Like, if I did,
you should
sign
I don't
up. Know. I don't know what
you should
I would
sign
be
up for
it.
Next time you sign up for another, like, internet dating website, I'll be
the
a
next
great.
Time I sign
next
up for
time,
one.
Next time, put that in your about me. Be like, I don't think I could ever bring myself to kill a zombie baby. And maybe like there'll be a lady out there who'll be like, that is so sweet.
There'll be a lady who, number one, has thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I just have to bring this up because I was really drunk when I saw this chick.
Sure.
And this is the chick from the World Inferno show.
With the orange hair?
No, the one that had the tattoo of the Legend of Zelda hearts on her chest.
Oh, yes.
She's a model for a dating website.
Hmm.
It's the geek dating website.
You should tell her that you saw her at the Inferno show, and then that you would also not want to kill a zombie baby and see what happens
from
there.
I was just saying, like, you know, like, because have you seen on Facebook now they like put dating websites on Facebook for people that are single?
No.
It's disgusting. It's like some kind of geek to geek website, and she's the model for it. That's why I was tweaking out about that chick.
I can't get behind that. If you want to call us with questions, comments, concerns, momentous occasions, or really shameful, embarrassing bullshit, you can call us at 224-366-7814, facebook.com/our4cents, twitter.com/r4cents, email us at r4centspodcast.com, or at gmail.com. Yeah, whatever. Or the website, r4cents.blogspot.com. Mark?
Yes.
I really wanted to call this segment A Penny for Your Thoughts, because we can't call it What'd You Learn on the Show Tonight?
Mark and Zach.
We can't call it What's Happening. There's really nothing
what
else.
What really was happening?
There's this...
What about the insummation segment?
I'm not calling it the insummation segment. That sounds like insemination segment. Yeah.
Which is kind of also bad. Maybe that's what it should be called. The insemination
I'm not calling it that.
Oh, that was perfect. It blossomed out of something natural.
I don't want to use the word blossom and insemination in the same context.
I wanted to call this Penny for Your Thoughts, where we would reflect on everything we learned on the episode tonight. I came up with this a week ago. Mark has just told me in the minutes of this recording that had to get the lead
minutes,
in.
In the final minutes of this recording.
He told me he doesn't like it. So, yeah. I don't know what to call it, but maybe you people could call in and side with us.
Comment in, or write in.
Do something, because Because I don't want to have to steal more stuff from Craig Ferguson. So Mark, Mark, can I get a penny for your thoughts? What'd you learn tonight?
Let's see. What did I learn tonight? I learned how great a movie Jason Takes Manhattan was.
Okay.
Compared to non Friday the 13th people.
So.
And
you're saying that you didn't learn anything.
That you have a baby zombie fetish.
I wouldn't call it a fetish.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Well, that implies some sort of sexy thing.
No.
There's nothing exactly. Sexy about zombie killing. Unless you make it sexy.
We'll see.
Anything else?
No, I think that's all. Yeah. Portal 2 is amazing. World of Goo is hard. Okay, now I'm done. So, Zachary!
Thank you. I was waiting for the co-host to chime in.
So, Zachary, what did you learn? What is the penny for your thoughts?
See, that's you don't have to use it, Mark. You don't have to be a dick about it.
I'm not trying to be a dick about it.
It only needs to be said once.
Good. Okay.
Penny for your thoughts?
Zach.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned that staff meetings may become...
Mandatory.
I learned that I have a portal problem where I can't go. I'm racist against orange portals.
Huh.
That probably stems from my father. I also learned that from once there was the rivalry of John and Bob that also became John and Bob and John and Zach has now... Oh, God, don't use the word blossom. It's blossomed into a soon-to-be...
Is Joey Lawrence involved?
A tertiary rivalry.
Oh, good word usage.
Of... God, it sounds like we're the Beatles now. Of John and Bob and John and Zach and John and Tim. Pretty much John's got a... You know, John,
Bob, Zach, and Tim.
John's lucky... You know, I also learned that John's lucky he doesn't live in Chicago.
Why? You'd all go to his house?
Because Tim, Bob, and I would go over there, and we'd either whoop his legs traditionally or whoop his legs in a Dungeon and Dragon style, Duquesne style raping.
Oh, like straight out of Community?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about all that. I was just fine with the...
Ass kickery?
No, just the...
I made you a Twitter, by the way,
yeah.
so you and John could hash it out and over hashtags.
It's just been a nonstop expunging
I would
like
to take this moment to remind anybody still listening that I have nothing to do with this.
Bullshit.
Tim's got over 1,000 followers already. Yep. He's only had a Twitter for 10 minutes. But those abs didn't sculpt themselves. That has nothing to do with anything.
Okay. I didn't know we were going to end on that note.
I'm upset with you. You didn't tell me all week. That's how we're going to end this. I can't believe you wouldn't tell me these things.
I don't know, like it hadn't become a fully formed thought. It had. It needed time to grow.
No, it didn't. Yes, it needed time to be. It needed time to grow before Thursday at 8 o'clock at night.
And you know, I'm just right now, I'm just coming into my out of sleep stupor.
You need to get better rest on Thursdays.
The throwdown.
I weigh 200 pounds less than you. I can no longer carry 200 you.
200 pounds less than me.
I'm sorry, did I say pounds?
Kilograms?
No, I meant tons.
Oh, going right for the pound jokes. Wow. Wow.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. I'm hurt.
Good night.
Armed.
Good night.
Fine.
I'm hurt too.